State lawmakers are debating a bill that would make university and community college scholarships available to kids who are in the foster care system as young as 14. Currently, the aid is available to 16-year-olds in foster care. Russ Funk, Director of Community Engagement for the group Aid to Adoption of Special Kids, or ASK, that's a foster and adoption agency, says it'd help approximately 1,300 more kids go to college, something he says helped his own family.
I think, first of all, for a lot of families, it may help them get off the fence and get involved. My wife and I were foster parents, and two of our four children joined us through adoption. And when you're thinking about bringing more kids into your home, no matter what way they come, biologically or through adoption, you're always thinking about the financial implications, right? And what's the responsible thing to do, and how many college funds do I need to start? In fact, my grandfather told me one time when we told him we were adopting our third son, he says, "Well, I always wanted a son named James. If you call him James, I'll give you $100." And I said, "Deal." Because in my mind at that time is like, I'm going to have, you know, three kids, I need more money. There's another college fund to start. So I think it will help families and maybe remove one more barrier to them getting involved.
Funk sees it as an incentive to increase adoption, giving parents one less financial worry for their family's bottom line. He sat down with me this morning to explain the bill, starting with the costs incurred by implementing the change.
And nationwide studies have shown us that kids who age out of the foster care system without a relationship with an adult face some pretty grim outcomes. 66% of them won't even graduate high school, let alone think about going to college. About 50% of them are going to live at or below the poverty level. And within 2 years of aging out from the foster care system without a relationship with at least one adult, 25% of the kids are going to be in prison or have been in the prison system. I think that the cost would be far outweighed by the savings the state would get from not having to deal with the negative outcomes that I just listed. Less costs spent on prison systems, less costs spent on welfare programs and state-funded services.
Of the kids in foster care in Arizona, what is the university or community college attendance rate now? I mean, do a lot of kids take advantage of this?
That's a great question. I'm not familiar with what the rate is. One of the things that we see in our work is that the financial barrier is just one barrier. The biggest barrier facing kids in the foster care system to going to college is the trauma they've experienced and the impact on their self-esteem and, quite honestly, the potential lack of a relationship with one caring adult. You see, it's that family relationship with somebody. When you think back and you think of your own background and when I think of my own past, it's that ability to talk to somebody and have somebody challenge me to set goals, somebody that tells me I have potential. Somebody who goes through the ups and the downs with me. Somebody who helps me fill out the FAFSA, for Pete's sake, right? And then somebody who I can go home to when college lets out for the Christmas break. You know, many kids in the foster care who come from the foster care system who are attending our universities now end up sometimes being homeless or trying to sneak back into the dorms because there's no place for them to go. So we think that the biggest barrier is a relationship barrier.
Well, so I wonder then if, while a tuition scholarship is clearly important, if there are other services, other concerns that need to be addressed for kids who are or have been in foster care to really help them succeed in college once they get there with the scholarship.
Yes. Yeah, I think that there are a lot of different services that are available through behavioral health, but a lot of research has shown, and even some of the leading scientists about child development and brain development have told us that the key thing that kids need is a relationship, right? It's that bond between somebody and this child the child can rely on all through their life.
How does what Arizona does now and is looking to do with this bill relate to how other states handle this? Are there other states that, for example, offer tuition scholarships for kids in foster care?
Yeah, I think it's common across the country. In fact, there's the Obama scholarship. Kids in the foster care system already qualify for Pell Grants. The Pulliam Foundation offers scholarships. So there's a number of different scholarships available. And again, the financial assistance comes with a price, right? The kids have to fill out a FAFSA. Well, some of the kids, because of the trauma they've experienced, in fact, research has shown that kids in the foster care system who get moved around a lot, which is common, are going to have a 6 to 9 month setback academically for every time they're moved, right? So just applying to college might be a challenge. But there's lots of resources out there that can help offset the financial costs. They just need somebody to help them find them and find the right one.
Yeah, I was thinking, because reading through the bill, it mentioned that the students have to fill out the FAFSA form. And just remembering back, you know, a million years ago to when I was applying to colleges, that's not an easy form to fill out if you have your parents there helping you. I can only imagine what it's like if you are either on your own or maybe with a foster family that maybe you don't really know that well. Maybe you don't have real conversations about money, for example.
Exactly. Another point in that bill that caught my attention was the requirement to do 30 hours of volunteer service each year to maintain the scholarship. Well, my kids, when they went through college, had to do some volunteer service, and it was a challenge finding 30 hours along with their meeting their school schedule. And if they're working, having to work a part-time job just to raise money to live off of, that's going to be challenging as well. I appreciate you covering this because the kids in the foster care system still need a lot of attention, and the foster care system needs some work. Even though the total numbers have gone down in the recent years, there's still a great need for families to step forward and open up their homes.
All right. Russ Funk is Director of Community Engagement with Aid to Adoption of Special Kids. Russ, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The bill is making its way through the state legislature. Funk is optimistic it'll become law. It passed unanimously through the House Education Committee this week.